This is Dr. Rohini Raghupathy dictating office visit on Suchetta Vyas, patient's last name V-Y-A-S, first name S-U-C-H-E-T-A, date of birth 1-17-48, date of visit 6-29-23. This is a 75-year-old pleasant Indian woman who's here for a follow-up from ER visit. Patient states that history of breast illness. Patient says that she's been in the ER a couple of times already. Once was she was diagnosed with tooth abscess and given Augmentin. She's still taking it. Another time she went in for headache, nausea, and chest tightness. Patient states that when her blood pressure goes up, then she gets a headache, and then she becomes nauseous and feels some pressure in her chest. She says this has been going on and off since she came back from India in February of 2023. She's seen some physician in Houston who has changed her carvedilol to metoprolol, ER 25 milligrams a day. Past medical history significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, osteoporosis, and gastroesophageal reflux disorder. The ER physician also asked her to see an ENT for diagnosis of odontalgia. Patient has not seen anybody. She's still taking the Augmentin. She reports an annoying discomfort in the right lower premolar area. On exam, patient is 5 feet 1 inch tall. Weight is 113 pounds, at a 3-pound decrease since prior visit. Blood pressure is initially was recorded as 116 over 64 by nurse. Patient's blood pressure machine shows 180 over 100. I rechecked with our machine and it is 180 over 94. Apparently, patient took her valsartan this morning with her esomeprazole around 10 o'clock. And after she got to the office and she recorded the blood pressure, she's taken one metoprolol ER 25 milligram. She took one of that last night and usually she takes it at night. Pulse is 76 per minute, pulse ox 98%, temperature 96.2, BMI 21. She's right-handed, deny smoking, drinking, or drug use. Review of medication shows that patient is on esomeprazole 40 milligrams one a day in the morning, atorvastatin 40 milligrams one at bedtime, baby aspirin one at bedtime, metoprolol succinate ER 25 milligrams one at bedtime. She takes valsartan 80 milligrams one in the morning. She also has hydralazine 25 milligram to be used 3 times a day as needed for blood pressures more than systolic of 180. This was prescribed by Dr. Colato. She saw him in December of 2022. Since then, she has seen a physician in Houston when she went to visit her son. Lungs are clear, heart S1 and S2 heard with regular sinus rhythm, no gallops or murmurs. Head nomocephalic, EN, neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly, JP now descended, extremities no edema. Assessment, uncontrolled hypertension. It appears patient has paroxysmal anxiety disorder, hypercholesterolemia. History of osteoporosis. Plan. Review of chart also shows that patient used to be on Fosamax, not anymore. I went over the medication several times with this patient since she seems to be getting confused. I told her to take the esomeprazole and valsartan in the morning, like usually at 11 when she takes. Then she takes her metoprolol, aspirin, and atorvastatin at nighttime. Before she got 7 or 8 in the evening. I told her to use the hydralazine only when her blood pressure systolic goes more than 180. I also told her not to check the blood pressure often. I told her to check it only when she feels bad. And when she feels bad and if the blood pressure is high, then she may take a hydralazine. I told her not to frequently keep checking the blood pressures. I also encouraged her to see the dentist first after her and wait until she completes her antibiotics and give it a few more days before she sees the dentist. And then if he still feels that she needs to see ENT, she may get a referral for ENT. I am a little concerned since patient seems to be keep asking the same question again and again and seems to be a little frustrated and anxious. We did discuss any reason for her anxiety or if she may be depressed, and she does not seem to have any real problems.